friends. Welcome to our podcast, Friends with a Twist. I'm Kenzie.
And I'm Madison.
We're best friends, but we also have a twist. We are social swingers who enjoy not just swinging, but naked fun.
We like finding friends who are sexually confident and free, just like us.
Join us as we discuss and share stories, tips, and husbands.
This podcast will contain sexually explicit material. If you are under 18, we are not the friends for you. Find a new podcast.
Hey friends, welcome to episode 8 of Friends with a Twist. I am Kenzie here with my best friend,
Madison. Hi everybody.
Thank you for joining us. We hope that you have been well. You're surviving life and here to have a good time because that's what we plan to do.
Heck yeah. Always here to have a good time. And thank you to everyone who's been reaching out to us on Instagram and Twitter. Not too many via email, but that's okay. But we appreciate all the contact.
You know, it's 2021. I guess email's sort of passe.
Oh, God. It's crazy. But yeah, and thanks to all our Patreon.
Wait, that's right.
We don't have one of those,
do we? No, we're not sponsored by anyone except ourselves. And we're just here having fun. So take it all with a grain of salt.
We're here to have fun, here to have a good time. We can only share what we know, share what we've been through. So we thank all of you for giving us some positive feedback so far and some interesting constructive criticisms. But we're past it and we're all good. We're here to have fun. Should we jump right into it? Should we start with our shot, get into this chick-chat?
Yeah, I think a shot and a chick-chat sounds like a good plan.
All right.
All right. Cheers, friends.
Cheers to our chilled fireball. Here we go. Oh, hold on. I just did half. One sec.
Oh, it's so warm and fuzzy. I love it. Oh, yeah. That's good stuff.
It's not warm. No, it's cold, but like it's fuzzy.
But it makes me feel warm and fuzzy. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. Should have clarified. Ooh. All right. So chick-chat. Madison, would you like to start and tell us what's new with you and Barry?
Yeah. Let's see. Nothing too crazy right off the bat to share. Sure. I know.
That's okay.
When we reconnected a couple weeks ago for our last episode, I talked about how we hadn't seen each other for a while and we were being all crazy with our sex stuff and whatnot. We're like back to normal now. We're doing the thing, but you know, it's not so super crazy.
Sure.
but let's see. We're planning to go to Temptations next month.
I can't wait for you guys. I'm so excited for you.
So excited. First timers. So we're super excited. But we just recently found a group on Facebook with people who, I think it's just a general Temptations Cancun community group. Mm-hmm. And then there's people who are going the same month we're going. So we're trying to just kind of see pictures of who's going, trying to connect with people. Figure out like what theme night outfits to wear. And honestly, we're getting a lot of good feedback that way. So,
good. Yeah, that's helpful.
Yeah. It's kind of getting us excited seeing some of the other mostly attractive people who are going too.
So bonus. It's pretty cool.
Cool to see what's happening. And let's see what else is new. I think, hopefully, a lot of our listeners have been able to hear we did an interview a couple weeks ago, at least.
Yeah. Now.
Forget the date. But we did an interview with the Consenting Adults podcast with Lena. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that was our first ever interview that we did. We were so excited to that someone was interested in us enough to like want to hear what we had to say.
Yeah.
So that was cool. I hope if you guys haven't checked that out, I think it's episode 37. Am I crazy? It's cool. It's a short little like 30-minute episode. We got to explain a little bit about, you know, how we got into the lifestyle, things we're interested in, things we're excited about. We talked about some different terminology that we used, I think, a little bit. So it was fun. It was something a little bit different for us.
Yeah. We talked a little bit more about some of our first experiences as a foursome.
Yeah.
She seemed kind of interested in some of those aspects of our relationship. So yeah, it was fun to do and hopefully fun to listen to if you want to check it out and give it a listen.
But I think that's pretty much it right now, at least for me and Barry. How about you and Gary, Kenzie? What's up? What's new?
So our big news is that we went to Secrets Hideaway in Orlando, Florida.
Ooh. Never been there?
Yeah.
Tell us.
Neither
about
had we. So I will, if you listeners will indulge me, I will give a review of sorts. And I guess I'll just preface this with Gary and I paid for our vacation. We are not sponsored. Secrets didn't know or care that we were there. Like, this is not like an affiliate kind of thing.
It's regular old people.
This is just me, like Joe Schmo, going to Secrets. And these are my thoughts. So just to throw that out there. We had a great time. Let me start with that.
Good.
We were able to go, some of the like the travel quarantine things changed. Mm-hmm. So we were able to travel domestically. So that was a nice option for us, because if you've been listening along, Gary and I were supposed to be at Desire that particular week. That didn't happen. But as it turned out, we were able to at least get down to Florida, and the weather was beautiful and warm and there was sunshine, and I forgot what that was like, and it was lovely. So that was all good. Fortunately, we were able to have just like a nice, easy direct flight from like our local airport. So that was kind of a selling point too in part of this equation. It turns out, listeners, there are two airports in Orlando, Florida.
I thought you knew this.
Seriously, I don't know.
We've flown there together before.
We did. But we went into Sanford. So I guess I just thought like that was the airport, was Sanford.
No.
But then there's also MCO. I don't know what it stands for. It's like the,
some of them that don't make sense.
Yeah, I don't know. The Orlando International something. Yeah. I don't know. So if you're going to go, if you haven't already been, please be aware that there are two airports. Sanford, where we flew into, is approximately an hour drive to Secrets. MCO is only about a half an hour, I think, to Secrets.
So I assume you didn't know this ahead of time.
No, we did not. We did not. So if you're going to fly into Sanford, my suggestion for you is to either rent a car or be prepared for like a $100 Uber to Secrets.
Bullshit.
Just saying. So something to think about. Whatever. We made it work. It's fine. We survived.
It's worth it.
But just know that there are two different airports. So anyway, we get there. My one, maybe one criticism is that check-in I felt was more difficult than it should have been.
What? It's not that hard.
Yeah, you would think, right? So, I mean, I get it. So they are a resort of sorts. You do have to buy a membership fee, essentially, when you stay there, like a monthly, like a month membership. Okay, fine. Not a problem. But this then entails some paperwork. And I just feel that in 2021, that could have been emailed to us when we booked. We could have signed our lives away at that point, and so that when we arrived on premise, like, I just feel like it could have saved some steps. But what do I know? I am not a business owner. Maybe there's other pieces that I don't understand.
Yeah, we could be missing something.
So, like, fine. But that was kind of my criticism, is that I just wanted check-in to be, like, smooth, quick, efficient, like, get me into the pool naked and drinking.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Like, that's what I'm here for. So... So just, you know, there's my two cents on that part. I think other podcasts, other reviews have mentioned that Secrets Hideaway is essentially a remodeled Ramada Inn. Fine.
Really? That's not bad, but that's interesting.
No, no, not inherently bad.
Yeah.
But kind of like, so you're in the lobby, you check in. There's kind of a hallway that then takes you out into like a courtyard area where the pool is. And then you can see like the rooms. You can see over like where the playroom and where the club is, kind of like an open concept sort of idea.
Okay.
So we get there, we get checked in, we get to our room, get naked.
Yeah.
Run down to the pool. You know, as you would have.
So was it like crowded when you first got there? How was it?
Not terribly. So we arrived on a Thursday evening, and I think during the week tends to not be so busy, but it definitely picked up like Friday and Saturday.
Okay.
So
cool.
So that's all well and good. For food, if you're a foodie like I am, and by foodie, I mean a girl who likes to eat.
You just like to eat food.
I want food a lot of the time. Yes. There is not right now like an on-premise restaurant. So just something to know.
Okay.
I think.
Is there food like you can get?
You can order food. Yeah.
Oh,
like bar, like sandwich, like the sandwiches we ordered from the bar were really good. You can get like pizza or like,
Oh, thank God.
So fine. But most of the rooms do have microwaves, fridges. So if you are able to drive in and wanted to bring some things to just like reheat or whatever, like you could.
Okay, that's
Which might have been nice. But just so you know, like there's not like you're not getting dressed up and going to dinner kind of thing, like right on site. You also cannot take alcohol into the pool area, which like I get. They have a bar at the
pool.
But
they sell it.
Yes. So, yeah, I mean, you can be drinking. You just can't bring alcohol in. I think definitely there were some people that were equipped in their room with their own alcohol that could like make trips back to the room and like grab a shot or a drink and then come back into the pool and
like it's annoying.
Kind of bounce back and forth, but a little annoying maybe.
Is it pricey to want to drink there?
I mean, in my opinion, yeah. Like we paid $8 a shot for Fireball.
Shut up.
Which hurt a little.
One regular size shot
was $8. Yeah. So
that's bullshit.
It seemed a bit much to me. So
don't buy your own and take shots in your room. People.
So there's that. Yeah. Damn. And like for me, a little annoying. You can't just charge shit to your room. You have to open a tab or like pay as you go. Again, not a business owner. I don't know. Maybe there's other issues involved. Yeah. But I wish I could have just said, like, put it on the room and just fucking pay for it at the end. Mm-hmm. But that was not to be had.
So each day you had to close out your tab, pay, and then reopen the next day?
No. Not even every day. Like, at the end of, like, a bartender shift.
I know. They want their tip.
I get it. But, like, so then there's, like, this mass rush of everybody trying to close out their tab as these poor women, for the most part. There was a guy. Anyway, the bartenders of all genders and likes and things. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So just kind of, I don't know. I just feel like that could have been a little smoother.
Yeah.
Like, I'm there, I'm naked, I'm drinking. Like, here, take my money is basically where I'm at. Like, make it easy for me to just give you my damn money, right?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
That seems like a good business
and
model.
And then when I keep on drinking, spend more.
What else?
So how were the bartenders? Did they dress, like, sexy? Or
yeah,
are they just,
they
like,
were
normal?
So cute. Yeah.
Like, not a lot of clothing or what?
The ladies, yes.
Okay.
I think there was at least one male bartender who was just in normal male bartender garb.
Man.
Just like a polo or like a t-shirt or whatever. Like,
okay.
But yeah, like the women were attractive. They were cute. They were in fun like
bikinis,
thongs and tights. And
oh,
like,
shit. Like
yeah.
Real shit. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So that was fun. But yeah, I know. As always, like the guys were just like in a t-shirt.
It's so easy.
We got to work on that. I know. So anyway, okay. So
what else? What else?
All right. So that was drinks. Oh my God. The thing about the pool, you really need to bring a towel. Is like the message that we got before
we
got there.
Them?
So they have towels, but it requires like a monetary deposit. And it just seems, I don't know. It just.
Like a refundable one you get it back?
I believe it's refundable, yes.
Okay.
We didn't partake. We just brought our own damn towels,
mm-hmm.
which honestly was like a little bit of a pain, like flying there. Like, again, if you can just drive there, I'm sure, like, whatever, like, not a big deal. But for somebody who's flying in, it's just like one more effing thing to worry about. So I don't know. Again, that's probably kind of getting a little petty, but there's my two cents on it.
That's right.
But yeah, you're going to want a towel
that's
of
good
some
to
sort.
Know. Yeah.
Yeah. The rooms, I know a lot of reviews talk about how there are these different theme rooms. We did not have one of those. We had just kind of like a standard, essentially, hotel room.
So, like when you check in, can you choose that? Or when you book, you choose that?
I think when you book, yeah, you could have choosed. Okay. Like, I know just like walking around like to and from our room to the pool kind of thing. There were rooms you could see into where there was stripper poles.
Oh, nice.
Some rooms had a sex swing hanging that you could see. One of the rooms that we ultimately went into had like this big like 6-person shower.
Wow.
Like not every room had like, so there is definitely some variety. Like if there's something specific, I guess, that you're looking for, like you could book your room accordingly.
And I assume those are more like expensive.
I think so.
Probably.
Yeah.
Just good to know.
But there's some variety. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you know, if you're looking for something specific, like there's some options there.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of unique and fun and cool. The other nice thing about Secrets is that they have an on-premise club.
Oh, God.
So, like, staying there for, you know, the few nights, like, we just, like, sort of paid up front. So, like, we were able to go to the club every night, which was really fun, like a good bar. Definitely good music every night that we were there.
Good.
They do have, like, little VIP areas that you could have purchased.
Like bottle service.
Yeah. Mm. I tried to talk Gary into it, and he wasn't having it.
Come on, Gary.
I know. I was making an argument that
just
it would have
money.
Been more economical, right? Like, you get, I think.
Well, that's true. You probably spend that much anyway.
Right? I think so. But anyway, he wasn't having it.
Okay, that's okay.
But it's an option if you ever wanted to. So, but no, so the club was really fun. Like, they had different themes, different nights that we were there.
Oh, cool.
So that's fun. You can participate in that. Mm-hmm. It's not like you have to. I mean, you know, some people just came.
Real quick, like, what were the nights that you were there? Did you participate?
So we, on a Friday night that we were there, it was like unicorn was the theme.
Oh.
I just wore a purple dress. Like, I didn't really
no
have.
No horn on your head?
I had no horn, no. And then the Saturday night that we were there, it was like an 80s, 90s theme.
Oh, that's cool.
Which was fun. Mm-hmm. I didn't really fully participate in that. It was kind of a last minute trip for us. I didn't really already have stuff. Like, I didn't take or make the time to, like, get new things. So I think, like, I just wore, like, a black dress that night or something. Like, I don't know. Oh, yeah. No, I wore that, like, I wore, like, a mesh sort of thing with, like, neon, like, a neon thong.
Do you have a picture?
I don't know. Maybe. I'll see what I can
share.
Maybe. And then my plan was I took pineapple pasties to wear.
Oh, cute.
Under this, like, mesh thing.
Yeah.
But then I got really sunburned because, you know, like, I'm freaking Casper.
From up here. Yeah.
Yeah. And, yeah, that too. So I didn't feel comfortable putting pasties on my sunburn. So I just had, like, my nips sticking out of this little mesh thing.
That's cute.
I mean, I guess it worked okay anyway. So, yeah, but definitely, like, there were awesome outfits,
that's
like,
fun.
That people really, like, got into. So definitely you can kind of, I think, either, you know, either way is fine.
Yeah.
If you want to join in or not, like, it's fine. But so that was fun. They do also have playrooms and a dungeon.
What? A dungeon?
We only.
Like downstairs?
Yeah. Well, no, I'm no.
That was just called that.
Yeah, it's just called that. Okay. Same level as the playrooms.
Okay.
We did not partake in either. We just saw them on, like, an introductory tour. Mm. But definitely, I think if that's your thing, if that's what you're into, the playroom was really quite large.
It's one room?
Yes.
Okay.
They had, like, a huge, like, shower area. They had sort of like a, I don't know, locker room isn't really doing it justice. Like, an area to, like, store your things and get changed or whatever. Yeah. But then, yeah, like, a huge space with, like, all different beds for, like, the playroom.
Oh, okay.
And all sorts of different options in the dungeon that are well beyond my understanding and comfort level. But if that was your thing, I think it looked amazing. So definitely if you're in that area and you want to check it out, put it on your bucket list. So that was a ton of stuff. I'm sorry, guys. I threw all of that out at you. I mean, if anybody has specific questions, I mean, reach out. Let me know. I'm happy to provide my opinion or experience or observations. I'm not a secrets expert now that I've only been there once. But, you know, if you're wondering about what to expect or what it was really like or, you know, something I didn't mention, you know, please reach out. I'm happy to try to help. So, okay, and the very last thing I promise I will say about that weekend, I have to give a shout out to the Front Porch Swingers.
Oh, I love them.
Yes, we've been listening for years. So it was really cool. They were there and sort of hosting. They did some giveaways. They were really friendly and great to talk to.
Cool.
It was a little intimidating to, like, go up and introduce myself, but so fun to meet them. Yeah, exactly, right? So definitely a shout out to Front Porch Swingers. If you guys haven't listened to their podcast, check them out. Mm-hmm. But it was fun to get to meet them and chat a little bit. So I just wanted to give that shout out too.
Oh, that's very cool.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, fan of them too. Yeah, so that's pretty awesome. I can't wait to hopefully maybe visit that resort sometime.
I think you guys have a good time.
In the future. Yeah. Cool. Thank you for sharing all that. I think next we're going to move into our Life in the Lifestyle segment where we're going to talk about house parties.
Woo!
Back to Woo! Talk about some house parties.
Yeah.
The pros, the cons. I have a mixed bag, I think. I'm pretty much 50-50 on lifestyle house parties. How about you, Kenzie?
Ooh, not. No, my percentage is not that high.
So you're not a fan?
Well, I want to be, but I just haven't had great experiences yet.
Okay. So I know, I feel like with swingers in general, people, like, assume, like, this is what they picture.
Yes.
They picture these, like, nasty, dirty house parties and, like,
putting your keys in a bowl and all that bullshit.
Yeah. Yep.
No, like, nobody does that.
People expect this.
By the by, if you're new to this and you've never been to a house party, no one puts keys in a bowl. Ever that I've seen in my life in my 10
Maybe
years.
Some people do.
Maybe.
Whatever,
and that's fine if you do, but, like, I just, it's not really a thing anymore, if it ever was.
Yeah.
I think it's urban legend.
Yeah, it could be.
Anyway. All right, go ahead.
So I don't know. I definitely want to share some good experiences. We've had a lot of, not necessarily bad, but maybe weird house party experiences.
Yeah, you do have good stories.
But before the stories, we put out a poll on Twitter. Would you, do you have the results, Kenzie? Do you mind sharing?
Yes.
With our listeners.
Do, do, do. Yes. So Drum roll, please. So we asked on Twitter that if you, you know, if you're looking online on whatever site that you use and you see that there's a house party, or maybe like somebody reaches out that you have just chatted with and they say, hey, we're having a house party. Do you want to come? Like, whatever the circumstance.
Or hotel party, too.
Yeah, that's that same idea, kind of the same. Right? Yeah. Similar. Yeah. So somehow you become aware of this option. But like, let's say that you don't know anyone else, or if you do go, you would maybe be meeting for the first time the person who invited you, or, you know, something to that extent. Like, there isn't maybe a high comfort level. So the respondents of our poll, 63% said that they would go and just hope to meet some good people.
Cool.
Just, you know, kind That's of like normal. Go with the flow. Yeah. Like, let's just check it out.
Agreed.
Yeah, I think that's kind of where we would be. 3% said that they would go and expect to play Ooh. At the party.
Okay.
26% said that they would go with no plan to play.
No plan.
Hmm. And then 8% said that they would just stay home. They are not interested. They're
Good
not
answer.
Going to the
Good
party.
Good answer.
Yeah, which is fine. I mean, I get that too. So that's kind of how that breakdown went.
Yeah. Oh, thank you guys for participating in that. I totally see points to every answer in that poll.
Yep.
To be honest. I think there's definitely a difference between whether it's a house party with people you know and people you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
We, all four of us, me, Barry, Kenzie, Gary, did I get us all? Yeah. We definitely have a group of friends where we have house parties together. Like, we know each other very well. Typically, they're at Kenzie and Gary's house or they're at our house in the summer, like outside.
Yeah.
And I think it's just different when you know the people, you know what you're going into. Most of the time, honestly, we don't expect play. But like, if it does happen, like, we're at least all comfortable with each other. So it's whatever. It's not a big deal.
Yeah.
So I know Barry and I, we actually met at a house party. If you remember from when I, episode one, maybe we shared this. So we definitely have positive experiences. I mean, we met at this house party with, it was the same thing. We had a different group of friends back then. Way before we knew you guys. Yeah.
No offense, it's fine. You have lives outside of us. It's fine.
These were really positive house party experiences.
Oh, good.
Like, it was a super fun group of people. Like I said, we were with different people at the time, but that's where we just first met each other. Like, me and the girl my husband was with at the time, is so weird to say. Like, we hooked up a little bit too. Like, it was just, I don't know, like, it just opened our eyes to so many things. It was fun back then.
Sure.
We played, like, Who's in Your Mouth and, like, things like that. It's just fun.
Oh, wait. I have an idea of what that is, but can you elaborate?
Well, I don't know if we followed the rules right. But so, like, all the girls at the party, we, like, sat down around on the couches and we were blindfolded or we just closed our eyes. And the guys would go around and they'd put their penis in each of our mouths and we'd have to, like, guess who's who.
Ooh.
And, like, we'd. They just, like, rotate through and be like, oh, I know who this is. And if you call them out, like, I don't know, I guess they were out or whatever. But I remember that. So they
Did
can
you
be
correctly
fun.
Identify Barry's penis at the time?
I don't remember.
Oh, all right. I mean, it was a while ago.
I'm not going to lie. I don't remember. But we, like, that was when we first really met.
Right.
So
now,
hands down,
you would
I
get
think
it.
I could call
yeah,
him
no,
out.
Yeah, no, no. I get it. Yeah, yeah. But I bet you liked it.
Yeah.
You knew it was special. At the... Yeah.
There, something clicked deep inside.
I'm sure.
He's my man. Yeah. Barry.
Yes.
So anyway, besides all of those really good house experiences, we definitely had a few so-so experiences together.
Mm.
And before I like jump to you, do you mind if I share some of our weird different experiences? So Barry and I went to this one house party on New Year's Eve one year, several years ago.
Mm-hmm.
We knew most of the couples. We didn't know the person whose house it was at. So that was like, you don't really know. But we knew some of the couples. So we showed up anyway. You know, you dress, when it's a house party, you dress sexy anyway. Like, you know the people you're going to be with. So obviously you want to dress to impress. And at some point during the night, I don't know if it was after the new year, but one of the girls and one of the couples that we didn't know, all of a sudden she was missing. Yeah.
Okay.
Like, we were down near outside of Philly, somewhere on the outskirts of Philly. And all of a sudden, like, the person she was there with, couldn't find her. No one could find her in the house.
Hmm.
I don't know if I should also mention this. Yeah, I'm not giving names or locations. But there was also some, like, white powder on some of the countertops that we did not partake in.
Sure.
Our
okay.
loss. No, yeah. I'm just kidding. No, but, like, there was stuff like that that we noticed. All of a sudden, this girl's missing. I don't know if we saw cops come at the time, or like we expected cops to come. So me and Mary bounced. We're like, yeah. no, we're not a part of this. First of all, we didn't do anything. And second of all, like, we don't want to be tied to this missing female and Shelly, swinger girl. So we peaced out of there real quick. And I know there were a few people at that party, like, I think we gave our SLS name to, but I don't even know if we ever ended up talking to any of those people, which is fine. But that was just weird. So we got out real quick.
Yeah.
So you never know what you're walking into if you don't know the people.
Sure.
Drugs and alcohol and stuff you might not be comfortable with. Just be prepared for that.
Yeah, true.
And I just real quick have to share this other house story. How do we meet this couple? I think we met this couple maybe at one of the local swing clubs, not too far from us. And they invited us to their house for a house party with couples that they knew. Yeah. So we're like, okay, we at least know one or two of the other people going.
Yeah, that's helpful.
So we went. It was fun at first. And then, I forget if it was two of the guys or a guy and a girl. But there was a fight then that occurred. Like a physical fight.
Fisticuffs.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like there was yelling. There was physical interaction in a bad way. And besides that, just to be bitchy, they were not prepared. There were no mixers. There was very strict limited alcohol. I was taking shots of Malibu.
Oh, okay. No, that's okay. No.
If you're going to host a house party, I mean, right now we're recording and me and Barry's like our party area. There's like liquor galore here.
This is a full bar, folks.
I don't expect this, but like a variety. Fuck.
Something.
So, and we didn't, for our mistake, we didn't show up with what we like to drink. So, failing us. So that was bad. And then there was this fight and it was awkward between everybody. Barry and I were not fully drunk. We're like, we don't know what to do. I was just trying to be on everyone's side.
Yeah.
I was like hugging this girl, crying. I didn't know what was happening. And then we just left. So we didn't play around with anybody.
Right.
I feel like drama can be an issue.
Clearly.
But we've definitely had some super good times.
Good.
But they balance with the negative.
Yeah.
Besides all the parties at your house, which I always think are super fun, Kenzie.
Aww.
Because I know you guys in your house sleep there a lot. Well, I have slept there a lot. That's always super fun just because I trust you guys. So Barry and I used to know this couple that we went to their house parties where we met, but they also had a beach house on the Jersey Shore. So we would go there sometimes in the summer, hang out at the beach during the day, and then we'd go back to the house and it was so much fun. Sometimes we'd light off like fireworks or we'd just hang out. We'd be drinking. We'd be dancing. Like it was just a super fun house party.
Yeah.
Multiple times we did that. And all, like I said, all the parties at your house, it's so much fun. We dance. We eat. We do hot tubs. We do the pool sometimes. Like, I don't know. We've had so many good times where we don't always end up playing with another couple, especially like at your house. But... Well, I didn't mean to say it that way, but like,
but it's true.
Whether it be at your house or somewhere else, like, we don't always do that, but we still have such a good time.
Right. And that's what it's about.
Being naked or being sexy or playing games that are inappropriate and like talking about that stuff without a filter and just having so much fun.
Yay.
Nice. And that's all of my thoughts about you, Kenzie. My God, that was a lot. But like, what are your thoughts on house parties for the lifestyle people?
Okay. So I think from my perspective, if you're going to a house party, I think that you need to manage your expectations.
True.
I think there's a difference between going to a house party where you know, even if it's only one other couple, versus if you are going to be brave and make that plunge into a situation where you don't even know anyone.
That's scary.
Like those can be different situations. And then I guess like maybe a third potential option, like if you're going to a house party where you know the majority of people, maybe there's only one or two couples going that you don't know. Like, so, I mean, there's those different dynamics. And I mean, really, I guess it's what you're looking for. I think for Gary and I, the house parties that we've been to, we weren't necessarily expecting to play. We were just kind of going to try to meet some people, see if there's any connections. I think if we would have gone and made a connection, I think play could have been on the table, but we weren't going in with that expectation. So whatever you're looking for, whatever the circumstance is, I think it's just important to manage those expectations. It can perhaps also be helpful to have a bit of an exit plan.
Oh, good point.
If you get there and it's not what you expected, if it's not what you hoped for, if you are flat out not comfortable, I guess I would advocate for having some sort of just flat out, like, say the words to your partner, have a cue, have a, like, whatever you need to communicate that, like, this is not cool. We need to peace out as soon as possible.
Yeah.
Whether that's as soon as you walk in the door or whether it's an hour later or whatever the case is, I think it can be helpful to have that understanding ahead of time. Not to say that all house parties are bad by any means.
No.
But I think maybe just in the swing lifestyle in general, you're going to get yourself potentially into these different situations, whether it is an actual house party or just whatever. You're at a club, you're like, whatever it is.
Yeah.
I think having that out is important because if somebody isn't comfortable, my thought, my opinion is that you should not proceed. So, like, you need a way out.
It's that open. Yeah, you need to always openly communicate with your partner, whoever it is.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I think, like, you touched upon earlier as far as, like, what to wear to a house party. I think definitely it's, like, kind of that dress to impress. Like, you want to be sexy. I know some people will wear sort of, like, a sexy outfit, but then take some lingerie or something like that to change into. Yeah. So that might be something. But what do you think? Like, what else might you want to take to a house party? Like, let's say you're going to take like a small bag of sorts. You know, maybe you're going to throw in a change of clothes. Like, what else might you want to have at a house party?
Yeah, that's a good point. I think it's just like going to a lifestyle club or something. Like, you want to have your little bag of your go-to lube, a go-to toy, condoms, obviously. Sexy outfit maybe to change into if you're not wearing lingerie to the party or something that you feel sexy in. I always like to take, because I usually wear heels somewhere, maybe have a pair of flip-flops and then a pair of something comfy to put in. Yep. God forbid you end up staying somewhere. You don't want to go home. Maybe you do, but you don't want to have that walk of shame the next day back into your home of your high heels and your slutty dress. So that's something too.
Yeah.
But besides that, another lesson we learned, like I said, with that one house party, if you do like to drink when you go out to these places, bring what you like because you cannot count on other people.
Sure. And I think, like you just mentioned, like with the flip-flops, like I think that's helpful just in general because that's something I will do like even at a club or kind of situation. But having an idea of whether or not you are able to stay the night, like is that even an option, or the hosts like shutting down at a certain time?
Yeah,
like,
that's important to kind of ask.
You might want to know that ahead of time. Yeah. Do you need to make sure that you have like a way out? That can be like a question to ask ahead of time maybe, or something to be prepared for. Yeah. But some things to think about.
All right, Kenzie, let's just lay it out for the listeners here. What is it really like? So how did you find out about a house party? What was it like when you first got there? What did you actually do? And how the heck did you get out at the end of the night? Tell me the real shit.
Oh, shit. Okay. For me, fucking totally intimidating. Because, like, I'm going to this one specific location with a limited number of people.
Yeah.
And, like, what if I don't like them? What if they don't like me? How the fuck do I get out? Like, ah! So, a little stressful for me. Probably not for everybody. We've only been to a handful. Not stellar experiences.
How do you find out about them?
So the one that we went to, we found on SLS.
Okay.
It was just, I guess it was maybe someone posted as like a hot date or like something like that. Yeah. We rolled in, didn't fucking know anybody. It was awful. And we left as quickly as possible. Is the short, is the Cliff Notes version.
Happens.
Yeah. So then.
So what was bad? Like when you first walked in, like what did you see that you're like, oh God, this is not our night? Like
there were blow up mattresses all for the eye to see all over the damn place.
Oh wow.
Like they had moved their normal furniture like to the edge of the rooms and there was just like mattresses everywhere.
Next to each other.
And I thought, this is not no, this is not my scene.
That's where you go to expect to play. Wow.
Right.
Wow.
And I was not at that level. And then even as the night briefly progressed, I was not, frankly, seeing people that I was interested in going to a mattress with, if I'm just going to be really honest about it. So just all around, just not like a very comfortable vibe. There was a clear game plan in place that I was not on board with, which made me a little uncomfortable. And I mean, we knew it was a gamble getting into it. We didn't know the hosts. We didn't know anyone that was going. Like, it was a total whim. Like, we have nothing else going on this night. Like, what the hell? We'll go check this out. But
can I ask, like, how quickly did people get into doing stuff? Oof. Like, did before you left, were people on these mattresses?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So people just wanted to get it in.
Yes.
There.
People. Yes. Though, like, other guests of the party had different expectations than I did, I would say. Mm-hmm. And that's fine.
Yeah.
But you just, I don't know, I like something to think about.
Yeah.
When you're going to venture into this territory. Mm-hmm. The other couple house parties that we've been to, we at least knew one other couple, which helps bring maybe like at least me, like bring the anxiety or the stress level down a little bit. But neither of those experiences resulted in anything great either. One situation was like a festive holiday, Christmassy sort of theme. But we got there and we were not overly interested in the other guests. So we did our best to be cordial and civil and polite and friendly without sending out too many
signals.
Vibes. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the I guess the third of this sequence, we knew the hosts, but no one else. Short story, I got really drunk there and I was like locked in the bathroom vomiting for a little bit.
Oh, shit. Why'd you get so drunk? Like on purpose? You're just like, I need this. To
yeah.
Have fun,
well, yeah. I mean, not totally on purpose per se, but yeah, it was like, oh, shit. I'm really uncomfortable and I'm just going to drink for a little bit.
Yeah.
And then I just did one too many and there's Kenzie in the bathroom. Great. So that was, you know, a bit of a buzzkill. So clearly nothing happened there.
Man.
So again, I feel like I'm probably sort of a swing anomaly. I think other people probably manage themselves and their emotions and their alcohol a little better than that. But that was my experience. So yeah. I would say in my limited, I mean, that's three. That's all of three house parties. I don't really think what Gary and I throw are house parties because we all know each other.
Yeah,
but I guess by definition, it is a party at our house.
You've had a few where there's couple like new couples that none of us really know.
True.
And you're just like, fuck it, let's try.
And yeah, and then they end in disaster.
But you try.
We tried. That's probably a whole nother episode,
counts.
Guys.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
so hang
yeah.
on for that. But so I am not anti-house party. I just feel that you and your partner may want to communicate clearly as to what you're expecting or hoping to get from attending.
Of course, yeah.
And kind of manage that because I think, you know, based even on our experiences, it can go either way.
Oh my God. One way or the other. Yep.
So there you have it, guys. There's our house party tips and tricks and maybe not. I don't
know. It's a doozy. It's a spectrum.
Yeah.
How do we know?
Who knows what you're going to get? It's a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going
to
get.
Yeah, I think that was pretty good for the life and the lifestyle. Maybe next we'll move on to our going deep.
Woo-woo.
All right, we're back and we're going to go deep with Kenzie and we're going to talk about a sexy secrets adventure.
Woo,
we'll put it that way.
All right.
A sexy secrets swing story.
Oh, yes.
Okay, that was better. So, Kenzie, I think you have a story for us from your little Florida trip. Let's hear it.
Okay. So there we were in the warm Florida sunshine, in the pool, enjoying the warmth and the sexy vibes. And Gary and I saw a couple that we found to be attractive.
Yay.
But they were at the opposite end of the pool. So there was no just casual, like, let me bump into you or let me, like, move past you. Like, there was, like, this was going to be a purposeful, like, strike up a conversation.
Beeline to them. Yep.
So we, you know, I don't know, swallowed our pride, like, just, like, took that breath of courage and there we went. So this pool that we're in at Secrets is, I think, considered their conversation pool. And the entire pool is only 4 feet, 4.5 feet deep.
Oh,
I don't know.
Okay.
So it's like waist high, essentially, for most people.
And is everyone naked? Or
no, not necessarily.
Oh.
A lot of topless women, some naked men, some people kept their stuff on. I mean, like a good mix. Yeah.
Okay.
But, you know, like you don't have to like, you're not Michael Phelpsing to the other end of the pool. Like you can just casually walk. Like it's all the same depth. Okay. So you
made it there.
So we made it. Like no lifeboats were required. But I think what, I know this is not like this crazy sex story. What is unique about this, I think, for Gary and I is this attractive couple that we had originally seen was mm-hmm. talking to another couple. Mm-hmm. And we took like our deep breath and went and like broke into this small group.
Dang.
Which I feel like
that can be tough.
It is. And I don't think it's something we would normally do. But I don't know.
Just you wanted it.
The sunshine, the like we were finally traveling, like the post-COVID high. I don't know.
Awesome.
We were just like, we're going for it.
Good.
So we go like bust into this group. I don't even remember now like what our like
what you said
what our line was. We're just like, we're here and you're gonna talk to us for a minute.
Oh, I love it.
We didn't say that, but that's what it felt like now that I'm thinking about it. So anyway, we bust into this group. It turns out that those four people had just met, I think, that day.
Okay.
You know, because we were almost thinking that they were all there together, you know, like that they were a unit almost or something like that. But it turns out it wasn't really that scenario. Anyway, so we talked to these people. We had a lovely little afternoon. And then the one couple that originally attracted us to that end of the pool, you know, we got to sort of chatting with them a little bit more. And they offered a 6-person shower in their room.
Well, okay.
As well as a massage table.
What?
Like, would you like to come up to our room and have a shower and a massage?
Who's doing the massages?
It was a group effort.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean,
interesting.
You know, there I am, half naked in a pool in Florida. Like, you want to rub me down?
Why would you say no?
Okay. Cool. I'm in. So, we go up to their room, and here's, you know, like the funny haha. So, we get there. Lovely room. They have the massage table already set up, fresh sheets. Everything is on the up and up.
Nice.
We go to use their shower, which was much larger than the shower in our room, for what it's worth. So again, some variety in the types of rooms and, you know, amenities that you can get. The shower won't drain and it starts to like flood the room.
Uh-oh.
And like where their luggage is. And, like, I'm OCD. Like, I'm freaking out. Like, oh, my God, get your stuff off the floor. Like, I'm, like, having a panic attack. Like, oh, we got to do something. Obviously, we shut the water off. Like, but, like, not, like, the sexiest of moments. But, you know, haha, fun.
So as that was happening, what is everyone doing in the shower? Are you all just, like, standing there?
No, I honestly never even stepped foot into the shower.
Oh.
Like, I didn't even make it that far. Like, the water went on.
Oh, it was just, like,
there
warm
was
enough.
No drainage. Mm. Automatic flooding.
Okay.
It was... Sexy. I mean, yeah, totally unsexy at this point. But thankfully, I guess we had a little bit of a connection. We were able to laugh and joke about it.
Mm-hmm.
Threw some towels on the floor and like sort of tried to pretend that it didn't happen. I don't know.
Uh-oh.
So we let that part go. We go to the massage table.
Hmm.
I was fortunate enough to be first up on the roster. So I hop up on the massage table.
Fully naked.
Fully naked, face down.
Ass up.
That's the way we, yeah. So there was a bottle of coconut oil, like liquid. Like,
yeah, okay.
And all of a sudden, there are like these 6 soft, oily hands.
Oh my God.
Like all over my backside.
I feel it right now.
And it was really, really nice.
I'm so jealous. Wow.
Yeah.
So you got a full body.
Yeah.
Massage.
Just like.
By 5 other people.
3.
3. Three.
Math is hard, but yes.
I thought all 3 couples went up. I'm sorry.
No, okay. No. Yeah, go just on, 2 couples.
Okay,
yeah,
okay.
Sorry. Yeah. Well, no, maybe I wasn't clear about that. So, yeah. Okay. So I'm on the table. There's Gary and the other couple. So
okay.
3 other sets of hands.
Nice.
All oiled up. Rolling around. Like, that was really quite phenomenal for me. Like. I love a good massage. Like, I like to be
Same.
Touched and, like, sort of caressed, I guess, in that way. So that was pretty amazing.
So how did that end?
So I enjoyed that for, like, several minutes. I don't know. I didn't have, like, timer.
penetration.
No, yeah, I mean, there was like a slip past the old vajayjay and
such a turn on.
Up the crack and around and the bits and yeah, so it was good.
Love it.
But I mean, it wasn't like full on like fingering or, you know, it was just like nice, gentle sort of caresses.
Teasy.
And yeah. So I enjoy that for a bit. And then the other woman, from the other couple, like she gets her turn on the table. And the same idea ensues, you know, like she has the six hands on her. There's some caressing, touching, like, you know, nothing like full on like penetration, but just like that nice, gentle, whatever. So the two women now have had their turn on the table with some gentle, sensual massage. And then we move it over to the bed. And what was unique in that respect is that they had a mirror, like a full size, I don't even know, like 8 by 10 foot mirror above the bed. Yeah. On the ceiling above the bed.
That's fun. That's fun.
Which is normally like not my jam. Like I don't necessarily need to see myself in certain positions or from certain angles. But it definitely in this situation, like, you know, I think her and I were kind of like revved up from this massage.
Yeah.
So that was kind of sexy to have that option and to, you know, see those angles and whatever. And I think that you can all probably imagine perhaps what happened from there.
I can't. Oh, my gosh.
Like some good
times.
So
you read a book to each other?
Yes, what we did. We read aloud some poetry.
What did you do?
No, so then there was the sex. Like there was sex.
Full swap.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a full swap experience.
Cool. Was everyone like fully satisfied and it was a good time?
Give us a little. Just a little.
Yeah.
Like, give us a little. No, yeah, it was good. It was good. I think everyone was satisfied. There was swappage. There was like reconnecting with partners and yeah, so it was a good experience.
Fun.
So if you ever have the opportunity to use the pickup line of having a six-person shower and or a massage table, I think you're going to, like, that's good bait to, you know, like, draw people in. Like, who's going to turn that down? So so it was really fun. They were good people. Like, we had some, like, you know, we were able to laugh about, like, the shower
that's
thing
so cool.
And
yeah.
But, like, still kind of keep it sexy and do the massage, and it ended up well for everybody. So yeah, it was a really fun experience. So I think that my sort of takeaway from that is just that general, maybe keeping an open mind. Don't be afraid to walk up to people. Yeah. The worst they're going to do is, I don't know, I hope, like kind of blow you off, like is the worst case scenario.
Yeah.
Like you're probably going to be able to pick up on those cues that maybe they're not interested. And that's fine. Turn around, talk to the next couple. You know what I mean? Like you never really know unless you make that effort and take that step. And, you know, sometimes it can turn out for the best. It might not always, but I do think for the most part that people in the lifestyle are respectful and nice at some basic level. I don't think people are terribly rude. So if you're not feeling it, like, I think you'll be able to pick up on that and just, you know, go look at the next couple. Like, that's fine. Like, not everyone's going to be a match and that's okay. But
yeah.
I think it's worth taking that risk or, you know, taking that step to explore.
So what night did you hook up with them on your trip?
Friday.
So, like, were they there the next night then too?
Yes.
Like, did you kind of, like, keep in touch with them a little? Did you fool around the next night too or no?
No, we
like
talked to them the next day. Yeah. They actually weren't staying there the next night.
Okay.
So, like, we saw them during the day and chatted. And then they actually came for the club on Saturday night. So, like, we, like, danced and stuff and hung out then. But then I think they were heading home that evening. So, But it was fun. Yeah, it was good.
Sometimes, I don't know, there's a difference between getting to really know people and having a good time and then just those spontaneous adventures with brand new people. That can be so, so much fun.
Yeah.
I'm happy you guys got to do that.
Yeah, thanks. Good times.
All right. So thank you, Kenzie, for that awesome little sexy story. But I think now we're going to move on to our surprise question from either Barry or Gary. I've lost track. I don't know who's up tonight, but we'll tell you in a minute.
All right, guys, we are back for the final segment of the surprise question. And this episode is brought to you by Gary's question. But I have the question in my hand. I have not read it, but I can look through the other end of the paper, and I think I'm about to read you a dissertation.
It looks so long.
Yeah. So before we tackle this, we are going to take another shot to get through this and provide you with an entertaining, fun, helpful answer.
This time, we're doing a Southern Peach shot.
Ooh. Oh, we're mixing it up. Watch out.
Yep.
All right. Cheers.
Oh, oh, it's sweet. That is yummy.
Oh, Jesus. All right. This is like a sheet of paper.
Good luck with that question.
All right. Stand by, guys. Okay. At places like Desire or Secret's Hideaway, about half of the guys are totally naked in the pool, and the other half are wearing swim trunks. As ladies in the lifestyle, do you have a preference about whether or not guys are naked at a place like Desire or Secret's? Also, in the clear light of day, do you think most guys look more or less attractive with or without the swimsuit?
Wow.
Mm.
Good
questions.
There's like 50 questions.
Yeah, there's a lot happening here. So
I took notes.
All right. So do we have a preference about whether or not guys are naked
or not?
And then in the clear light of day, do you think most guys look more or less attractive with or without
a swimsuit? God, that totally depends.
Ugh.
I'm like 50-50. All right. So on the first question, do we prefer guys naked or not at these lifestyle clubs?
Yeah.
Like we're talking at Desire or Secrets or Temptations, like a place where it is known you're there for lifestyle shit.
Yeah.
I guess I do prefer guys to be naked because honestly, I feel like females are always the ones to strip their shit and like flaunt it all about.
Yeah.
Like I want guys to put in the fucking effort too.
Yeah.
I want to see some cocks swinging around,
right?
You know, once in a while.
Yes.
Why not? During the day, especially. Like I need a little lunchtime, you know.
Appetizer.
Thank you. Like when it's a pool setting like that and females are allowed to be topless or fully naked. Yeah, I want to see guys put in the effort too.
Yeah.
Not even just put in the effort, but like it's more, I don't know. It makes it show like when a guy's fully naked, like they're more open to having fun. They're willing to do that. Like they're interested in having some more fun. And like I think that's a little more attractive than, I feel a little weird if a guy's there in his regular swimsuit and I'm like fully naked or topless.
Right.
And they're just staring at me. Like I feel weird about that. Like I want to see you too if you get to see all of me.
Exactly. Like you and I, like we are not leaving much to the imagination.
Yeah.
And if you're going to sit there with, like, essentially gym shorts in the form of a swimsuit on, like, it's just not quite a level playing field.
No.
So, like, take it off. Mm-hmm. Let's go. We all understand, like, the growers versus showers.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we get it. We understand. Like, there isn't automatic judgment about any of that.
No.
So, like, let it, like, let fly, man.
Like, I'm not going to lie. I like when guys have either sweatpants or shorts on and, like, you can see that, the outline of the protrusion of the cock there, you know?
That's
like,
nice.
Oh, I'm here.
Yeah.
Like,
hey.
Maybe not in that type of voice. But, like,
probably not.
You know, you like to see that outline.
But yeah.
Honestly, I also kind of prefer to see the full fucking Monty,
right?
Like, out of the pool.
Like, what
like,
am
that's
I getting?
Pretty hot, too.
Yeah.
And especially, it's kind of cool when you're interacting with another couple. Maybe that couple, like, you met down in Secrets, like, if they were fully naked, too, like, you could see, like, that's a full-on immediate, like, is
there
he turned on with this conversation?
Yeah.
Like, is he enjoying this or is he, like, wilting away to nothing? Like,
right.
He's not interested kind of thing.
Exactly. It's another piece of information.
It sucks for guys.
Yeah.
But, like, that is a very easy thing to kind of judge
the
situation a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, are guys more, well, I kind of got into this. What's the question? During the day, are guys more attractive with their swimsuits on?
I think, like, unless...
In these situations.
Yeah. I mean, unless you're going to wear, like, some sort of actual little, like, I don't even know, like a mankini or, like some little,
suit?
Like, those, like, little tight shorts. Like, that I can get on board with almost. But if you're just wearing those, like, I don't know, are they called, like, board shorts?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
typical,
like,
guy swimsuit.
I can't fucking tell what the hell. Like, I don't know if you have an ass. I don't even know if you have a penis because there's so much fabric of, like, these shorts that, like, I don't even know what exists. Like, no, honestly, like, that's not super sexy. And I get it. Like, you know, go with your comfort level. Like, don't, like, what do I know? Like, I'm not the authoritative source on this. But for what it's worth, Like, if you're willing to bear a little bit, like, it's going to go a long way.
Yeah.
Because, like, there I am in a thong. Mm-hmm. Like, you just, you can't see my vagina lips at that point.
But everything else.
But everything else is fucking out. So, like, I just want, like, some reciprocity.
I agree. I totally agree. Yes, I think guys are attractive at these, like, lifestyle resorts.
Sure.
In their bathing suits, obviously, yeah. Great, that's fine.
Yeah.
But, like, I like to see a naked man, too. I like to see the full thing. Like, I want to know, maybe if I'm interested in a couple, like, kind of what to expect. Like,
sure.
If we were to move to play, like, oh, hey, I got a little preview of what he looks like.
Exactly.
Like, what I'm going to feel inside my mouth or my vagina. Or wherever I might want it to go.
Yeah.
And
if you're going to wear, like, a big old swimsuit, like, I can see that. At Disney, like, doesn't Disney have, like, water attractions? Like, whatever. I can see that at, like, a vanilla place is my point. Like,
I don't know where you're going.
Like, if you're just going to wear, like, big old swim board short things, like, that's not any different than something I can see.
It's a regular,
like, anywhere
resort.
Else.
Yeah, yeah,
right.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, you're at Desire, you're at Temptation, you're at Secrets, whatever, like, give me a little extra, you know what I mean?
And honestly, when guys are willing to be fully naked, I think it's all about their confidence level. Yeah, you may not be, like, the perfect, I don't even know what to, like, Magic Mike number one guy there. But if you're confident in what you have a regular body. Like,
yes.
You're a normal person.
You're a real human. Cool.
Maybe the dad bod. Maybe whatever you want to call it. You're a little softer. But you're still, like, a fit person. Like, you look decent. Like, it's hot when you can own your body and feel confident in it. And I am... I don't do this to myself, so here I am preaching about it, but it really does. I need to portray this myself, like, make a difference when you're
it
fully
does.
Confident in yourself,
yeah.
Because you would be surprised how many people think you're fucking hot when you're doubting yourself.
Even if
there.
You don't feel it.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, you're right.
It's the same for guys, I think, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I can totally be attracted to a naked guy who feels good in his body and he's not fully perfect. Like, with our last episode and meeting that single guy, like, right off the bat, I wasn't super attracted to him. But when I got to know him, like, everything else.
Sure.
I those fucking
other
wanted
pieces
it.
Of the
we
puzzle,
went all the way.
Yeah. Yeah. They fall into place. Yeah.
Like, all those other parts play a role. So.
I agree.
Yeah.
So, yes. Own it. Flaunt it. Do your thing.
Get that cock out there and show it to the world.
Rock out with your cock out.
Wait, that's
like a that's like a crow. Whatever the appropriate cock noise is, do it. Just own it. But that would be my advice as a female in the lifestyle. So
I agree.
So on that awesome note, we are going to wrap up episode 8. We thank you guys so much for joining us and listening. Leave us a review. Love us on social media. We appreciate
yes.
it. We are just here for fun. We are not experts, but we so enjoy sharing our experiences with you. So if you have questions, let us know. We'd love to address them in another episode.
Yes. And we are on Instagram and Twitter. It's FWAT_podcast. Feel free to follow us throughout the weeks, throughout the months. We share sexy photos throughout the week. We quote some of our outrageous comments from these episodes with some super sexy photos to kind of make it more fun for you guys. So please feel free to follow us there.
Yeah.
And I guess until then, stay twisty, stay sexy, stay fun, my friends. We'll see you for episode 9
next time.
Next week. Next whatever.
Whenever. We'll see you around. Love you guys. Bye.